come closer, how won't you near? Hello to sweet, how closer to my heart with you, I can feel.
We will be going live in the studio with Luther Badman Keith in just a few minutes. In the background right now, we're listening to Eleonora. We have a show at the Old Miami this weekend. I want to congratulate Sally, the winner of the Mugs tickets. She'll be going, courtesy of WHFR, to the Magic Bag on April 26th to see the Mugs. Stay tuned. We'll be going live real soon. In the background, we've got Howard Glazer, hardest working man in town, I swear. He does a regular Monday night show at the Detroit Blues Party down at the U Detroit Cafe, co-hosted by WHFR's own Mr. White every Monday night. Keep in mind, Dennis Coffey's got a regular gig at the Northern Lights on Tuesday nights. And on Sunday afternoon, there's a benefit at the Bristow in Troy from 3 to 9 for Kenny Parker. He is a blues musician that had a benign brain tumor removed from his brain. But like most musicians, he doesn't have health care or great insurance, and really knocked his family for a loop when he had to go through this surgery. And so on Sunday afternoon at the Bristow in Troy, they're having a benefit, and so many musicians have come forward to play. They've got a couple of all-star bands that are going to be, just who's who of Detroit music playing. I know one of them is going to include Bobby Murray, Chris Kodish, and Tino Gross. Also, Howard Glazer, who's in the background, is scheduled to play. The Root Shakers, Laura Rain, Carl Henry, who also had health issues of his own. He had that flesh-eating skin disease a couple of months ago, and they had a benefit for him. Well, he's out and about again, and he'll be playing. And Leonardo, who did a benefit for WHFR, will be there along with a lot of other people. Again, Sunday from 3 to 9 at the Bristow of Troy. Benefit for Kenny Parker on Sunday. Other shows happening around town I didn't get a chance to play was Desolation Angel is playing Saturday night at the Berkeley Front. The annual Hash Bash is happening up in Ann Arbor, and they're having the 12th annual Monroe Street Fair. Lots of great music going to be happening there. We played some Austin Scott. He's going to be one of the bands playing at the fair. Redstone Soul is playing Crowfoot in Pontiac on Saturday night. And Almost Free, Bad Television, and Bright Nights are playing Woodruff Saturday night. Also, they've put out the announcement for the Metro Times Blowout, and man, they've got some great bands. It's going to take place over two weekends, one in Royal Oak and in Ferndale, and the next weekend it'll be in Hamtramck. But there is some amazing music happening. We're going to listen a little bit to Howard Glazer and the EL34s right now, and I'm just waiting for a thumbs up to go live. We're going to bring down Howard. We're running a little late here, but we are ready to go live.
All right, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today we have Luther Badman Keith and his blues band. Luther, are you there?
We are here, ready to rock.
Oh, he's got the big band with him today. What are you going to start off with today?
We're going to do one of our original songs called Old Shoes.
Take it away!
Well, I may be an old shoe, but baby, I fit you right. Maybe an old shoe, baby, I fit you right. Slip me on, baby, and stroll on through the night. Well, we can go to Paris and strut down the Champs-Élysées. I'll ask you, do you parler du français? And we'll share some wine in the cozy little French cafe. Baby can hustle, cha-cha, mambo too. You know I'd never be too tight on you. Oh, shoot, baby, I'll get you right. Step me on, baby, stroll on. Now let's stroll, Mark. Statement with your smile. When I you down the wedding aisle. Well, I may be an old shoe, maybe an old shoe, maybe an old shoe. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, right. All right. All right.
Woo. All right.
Woo. Oh, we got Luther Badman Keith in the studio today. I might say he's the newest of the old school bluesmen in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Roger. We're having a ball here. I got my band here, all these great players. I got Paul Big Daddy Baker on the bass, Mickey Atkins on keys, Rick Good on drums, Billy Furman on sax, harmonica, and flute, and Mr. Mark Croft on trumpet.
Whoa! It sounds great going over the air.
Well, that's good. Like I said, we've never done this before, so I'm a little nervous, but we try to maintain and play some good music.
Oh, you're doing fine out there. Everything's sounding real cool.
Great, great. We got another one of my original songs, something I call Gonna Give Up Drinking.
Take it away. Give up drinking, at least until I drink again. Gonna give up drinking, at least until I drink again. Put down the bottle at least until I drink again. No more coming home in the morning, and I can't remember where I've been. A black coffee for breakfast and a hangover for my friend. So I'm gonna give up drinking at least until I drink again. Billy Furman know what I'm talking about. Tell him about it, Billy. Thank you.
Billy Furman. To cut me off. No more whiskey, wine or gin. I'm going into recovery, y'all, to help me out the shape I'm in. At least until I drink again. Gonna give up drinking, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, we got a bunch of people checking it on Facebook already. You got Denise and Wendy and Marla. All the girls seem to like this band.
Oh, wow. Well, what can I say?
And Mark wrote in and said, sure sounds great.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, Roger and some of this and Margaret, too. I've been so blessed, and we've been so blessed that we found so many people who happen to like this music we make, and we have a ball every time we do it. And always glad to meet old friends, make new friends, and being here today. So thank you so much. We're having a blast.
Well, that's always good.
I understand you have a regular show down at Burt's Warehouse.
Yes, I'm down at Burt's in Eastern Market on Russell Street every Wednesday. We're there now 8 to midnight. And we just completed our third week last night, and each week it gets a little better. So we're inviting everyone out there in WHFR land to come on down, and you're going to hear this musical, play this and a lot more for you.
All right. Okay. In fact, you've got some other shows coming up.
Yeah, we're here. Matter of fact, we're going to be playing, we're really excited about it, April 12th through the 14th, the Temple Blues and Gospel Explosion, something I think that's unprecedented in Detroit's musical history. It's a three-day Blues and Gospel Festival, April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Over 25 bands, 7 gospel choirs, workshops on the blues. You can spend a whole day of it. You can buy 1-, 2-, or 3-day passes. Just a cornucopia of blues, if I can use that word. And we're inviting everybody to come down to the Masonic Temple and check out the website, www.bluesandgospelexplosion. You'll find all kinds of information about tickets and other things that invite you to come down and really have a great time.
In fact, you're playing a couple times during the show, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, and I learned today I'm playing too. I'm playing with all these fellas Friday night, the VIP party at the Masonic Temple at 7 to 8:30 and 7 to actually 11 o'clock. We've got a set in there. RJ Spangler's going to be down here. Thornetta Davis going to make an appearance down there. So that's Friday night for the VIP party.
Then
Saturday I'm sitting in with a couple bands from Eastern Michigan University playing and. You know, they selected me as the artist in residence for the festival, which is really a high honor. So, and then all these fellows were helping me launch the All-Star Jam Session Sunday night at the Masonic, and that's going to go into the hours, late hours, with all this great talent. And we've got the Alligators and Howard Glazier and Larry Lee, Larry McRae, Little It Imperials out of Chicago, the Kinsey Report, just great musicians. And we're just glad to share the stage with them and make our contribution.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a real cool show, and you're going to make it go.
We're going to do our part for sure.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we make our part right here? What else can you play
for
us?
This is a song I wrote for all the women out there, and it seems to be one of my most popular tunes. It's called Menopause Woman. And it's dedicated to, you have to listen to it to get the meaning.
See y'all.
got a menopause woman. Although men pause when a girl walks in. Got a menopause woman. Although men pause when a girl walks in. Menopause woman broke my heart. Will she please come on back and do it again? Girl, know she's fine. Got it all going on. And she's a bee making honey. I live in a honeycomb. Got a menopause woman. All the menopause when a girl walk in. Menopause woman broke my heart. Will she please come back and do it again? Tell me about the menopause woman, Billy. Hit one for me. Got a menopause woman. Although men pause when a girl walks in. Menopause woman broke my heart. Would you please come on back and do it again? Come here, girl!
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
All right, all right. So I like to say menopause woman, every man wants one, every woman wants to be one, but if you're a man, make sure you can handle it.
Oh, yeah. Real men can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I mentioned earlier, you're probably one of the newest of the old school blues artists here in Detroit.
Well, I don't know how you mean that, but okay.
Yeah, you've only been playing guitar for how long?
Well, I picked it up in my 30s, and then I started really getting gigs in my 40s. I'm not going to say, but I got the mileage on it. But it took me about 15 years to be decent, and I'm still working on it. So my band really keeps me honest, so they let me know when I'm messing up. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
But I have a ball with it, and I got into it very late in life. But I like to say the only thing I played growing up was the radio and baseball. But, you know, I saw a Luther Allison concert. This is a true story. I saw a Luther Allison concert in Ann Arbor back in the early 80s and decided on the spot that, you know what, I want to learn how to do this blues thing. And I just kept at it, and I'm here today because of it.
Wow, that's a great story.
And it's true.
It is true. Right. So we're going to do we got one we called Blues Gonna Fall, an original tune, because, you know, no matter prince, pauper, king, or queen, there's no escape from the blues. And we call this one Blues Gonna Fall. Tell you one thing, you know it's true. Gonna tell you one thing, you know it's true. Gonna come a time, it's gonna fall on you. Might to come by night.
tonight. Blues gonna fall on you.
Oh, that sounds real, real cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, I got a question
sure.
for you. Do you have any music available for people to listen to?
I have 5,000 CDs in my house. It's all available. But actually, I have 3 CDs out. My first one, Bad Man, came out in 99. Then I did Thunder My Blues in 2003. In 2010, I released Blues Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some new material that at some point I'm going to be releasing in the next, between now and the end of this decade, I'll be releasing a new CD.
All right. And where might people be able to get
those? You can go to my website, www.badmanbluz.com, and you can go there or show up at any of my shows, which are posted on my website, and we'll accommodate you, and I'll autograph it too, and I'll autograph it for free.
Whoa, man. And they can come down and see you every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday at Burt's, 2727 Russell, I believe, downtown, in Eastern Market. We play there also every May. We're there during Flowers Day, about the last 10 years. And we have gradually building up the audience down there. So we'd love to see some of your listeners. If you say you're from WHFR, you heard us on WHFR, we're going to treat you really special. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
And you get some of the best ribs in town right down there, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. We got a song about that. Maybe we'll do that.
All right. I see it's on your list, so we'll see when you're going to get that. Yeah, but it's all good.
Well, we're going to do something. One of my more recent songs that I wrote in my basement a few weeks ago, and the fellows are still learning, something I call Muddy Water Blues.
All right.
All right.
Well, I got the muddy water blues. I got the howling wolf wahoo. I got Willie Dixon on my brain with a wang dang doodle in my brain. I got the muddy. I got the muddy. I got the muddy. Yes, I do. I got the low down dirty muddy water blues. Well, I got a queen named Coco, a king named Bebe, a guy named Buddy, been the world to me. Got the down-home blues with uptown groove. Come on, people, I'm telling you, I got the Buddy. I got the Buddy. I got the Buddy. Yeah, yeah. I got the low-down dirty. Muddy water blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a little bit. Well, I got a how, Mr. Johnny. I got Mustang Sally right next to me. Going down slow, but I ain't tore down. I got a little blue buddy gonna fly me around. I got the muddy. I got the muddy. I got the muddy. Yeah, I got the low down dirty muddy water blues. Tell about it, Billy. Hog on the grill, hot sauce chicken and a whiskey stew. I got a shuffle to the left, a boogie to the right. Go shake him on, there we go, to shake him all night. I got the money. I got the money. I got the money. Yeah, yeah. I got the muddy, I got the dirty, I got the muddy, the dirty, the muddy, the dirty, I got the muddy, the dirty, the muddy, the dirty, I got the muddy, 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 the dirty, 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 got the muddy, 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 the dirty, I got the muddy, 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 I got the dirty, the muddy, the dirty, the muddy, I got the muddy, muddy, muddy. Yes, I do.
All right. Yeah. Woo wee. All right. Oh, everything sounded real cool. Hey, Billy, I hope you got your amp fixed by now.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, it's coming
we
through.
Can hear it now.
Yeah, we got you coming through now. So sorry, it didn't get you at first.
Oh, okay. Right.
But now, Luther.
Yeah.
We got Billy Furman over on horns and flute and harmonica.
Yeah.
But every member of this band has had an outstanding history.
Well, all of them have played with lots of groups before. I bumped into them in the night someplace, and all of them, like Mickey Atkins, who was an original keyboard player for Parliament Funkadelic, one of the legendary music groups of all time. And Paul Baker's played bass with a lot of groups, a lot of great singing groups. Not me, but a lot of other great singing groups. Rick Goode's been around, played with lots of groups. And Mark Croft, who's actually been a public school, teaches music in Detroit public schools, and played with me for a long time. And, of course, Billy, who was multifaceted. And so it's just great to have a great group of cats like that. And all I have to do is not screw up my part, and we'll sound all right.
All right. In fact, your keyboard player told me he's been touring with the Temptations as well.
Yeah, all these guys have got a great musical pedigree, and sometimes in Detroit we take that for granted. But when you go out to these clubs, you're really seeing some great musicians, and all we want to do is come out, appreciate them, keep the music playing. That's why we so appreciate the opportunity to come here on WHFR, play our music, because without you, the music will die, and we can't let that happen.
And that's a really good thing you're having with the blues and gospel explosion.
Absolutely.
At the Masonic Temple.
Oh, that's going to be an unprecedented musical event. Again, over 25 bands, award-winning bands of all kinds, some of the best gospel singing you'll ever hear, workshops on the blues. You can really spend the whole weekend. We've already had inquiries from people coming from out of town just to spend the weekend in Detroit to hear this music, the music that you don't have to drive to another state to hear. You can hear it right here. Just drive a few miles and you're there. So go to that website, www.bluesandgospelexplosion.com. All the details are there. And come down and see us, and we're going to give you a good time.
All right. In fact, why don't we do a ticket giveaway for that right now?
All righty.
In fact, we can get a pair of tickets for either Saturday the 13th or Sunday the 14th. And all you got to do is call in right here, 313-845-9676, or make it toll-free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. First caller gets a pair of tickets for the gospel blues and gospel explosion at the Masonic Temple.
All right. Okay, we're going to do, you mentioned barbecue and the weather's coming. I know I like to eat barbecue, cook barbecue, and anybody out there listening, invite me to your barbecue party. this song I wrote, this actually I think maybe the first song I ever wrote many years ago. I called it Barbecue Baby. So hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
got a barbecue, baby. And the girl sure enough knows how to grill. Got a barbecue, baby. And the girl sure enough knows how to grill. Well, you know her stuff so hot, it's so hot. Make a country preacher. Make a country preacher. Scream! Now she make the meat so tender. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know it almost falls right off the doggone bone. Little girl make the meat so tender. Don't you know it almost falls right off the doggone bone. For you can hit it home. Tell them about it, Mark. Trumpet for you. Please hold the French fries, and I want you to hold all them sides. Cause the main course, is enough to satisfy. I know you want to know about dessert. Check it out, y'all. And you ask for the sweet, just say I don't have no cake. But would you like some more of my meat? Got a barbecue, baby, y'all. And the girl, the girl, the girl, the girl, the girl, show those how to grill. So hot, y'all. Make a country preacher throw his hands up in and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty, mercy, mercy, mercy.
make a country preacher scream! Bring me that barbecue.
Ooh-wee. Oh, yeah. Woo. Oh, we got more people checking out on Facebook. Ben called up and said you guys were sounding great.
Well, Ben, thank you. And
he says he'd love to go to the show next week, but he's may have to go out of town for...
Tell him he has to cancel the trip.
But he said he will definitely make it down to Bert's.
And thank you, everybody who's checking in, and we do appreciate it. And
who else? We got Bobo Belvedere checked in, and
Steve,
a few others. Steve. And a whole bunch of others out there.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. How much time? How are we doing on time?
You got about
12 minutes.
Oh, make it 13 minutes left.
Okay, we're going to do something I wrote for all the people who had their heart broken, and this happened to me once or twice. Something I wrote called 7 Days Into the Blues. It's on the CD Blues Nation. It's about getting your heart broken. Check it out.
Thank you.
Somebody help me. Don't know if I can make it through. I'm out here on the ledge, y'all. And I'm so scared. I'm so scared of what I'm gonna do.
Bad Man Keith, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. I want to remind people, best way to catch the Luther Keith is to see him live. And where can people come and see you live?
Every Wednesday night, downtown Eastern Market at Birch Marketplace on Russell Street, 8 to midnight. Come on down. It's nothing but a big party, and we'll have a good time.
And the next weekend.
Next weekend, we're at the Temple Blues and Gospel Explosion at the Masonic Temple. 25 bands, 6 or 7 gospel choirs. We're playing a VIP party on Friday night, hosting the All-Star Jam Session on Sunday. 1, 2, and 3-day tickets available and passes. Go to www.bluesandgospelexplosion.com. All the information is there.
In fact, you can get a 25% off on that if you go to their website, which is the bluesandgospelexplosion.com, and the promotional code of DBS for the Detroit Blues Society.
That is correct.
Oh, that's an insight.
Yeah, so, get all the things.
And speaking of websites, yours is BadmanBlues, B-L-U-Z?
.com, yes.
.com.
It's all there. My whole life story.
And you can get your music right there?
You can get my music, and I have an email address and all the rest of all the information about me.
The best way to get your music is come on down and see you live.
Absolutely.
It's the best place.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes.
Okay, we're going to take you out with something called Whatever Happened to Rock and Roll. Something for the old folks like me who remember the old days of rock and roll. It goes something like this here.
Tell me what happened to the rock and roll. Tell me what happened to the rock and roll. Wanna go back to the beat with all that soul. Chuck Berry was on the scene, guitar ringing out Maybelline. Remember what Little Rich is saying? Good God, Miss Miley. Y'all like the ball. Wanna go back to the beat? Oh, that's so. Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee was high. Bill Haley rocked around the clock. That's time I can hit him still. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Play some of that Jerry Lee Lewis. Come on. Mm-hmm. bread in by the dock of the bay. Hold on for Sam and Dave. Ricky Pickett came along. Mustang Sally, don't you saw your Mustang down? I wanna go back to the beat. No, that's why I gotta go back, y'all.
Right here, Luther, you want to introduce the band one last time?
All right, we have Mr. Mark Croft on trumpet for you.
Woo!
Billy Furman on sax, harmonica, and flute.
All
Paul
right.
Dick Daddy Baker on the bass. Mickey Atkins on keys. Rick Good on drums, and he called me the Bad Man. I'm on everything else.
All right, Luther, Bad Man Keith. You can catch him at the Blues and Gospel Explosion any Wednesday down at Burt's Marketplace Theater. All right, next week. We've got White Shag here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective and adaptation.